Truly have enjoyed the service. Wonderful spirit from the Lord. I feel like the Lord has been dealing with us, amen, even through the songs and testimonies. Amen. I thank the Lord for the service this morning. And I really felt like the Lord laid a couple things on my heart. And I didn't really get through with them, so I'm going to go right back to it tonight, if y'all don't mind. Is that all right with y'all? All right, Zechariah chapter number 4, we'll take the same scripture text tonight, and we'll try to finish up where we left off this morning. Thank God for His goodness, amen, and bringing us here and moving. And I believe this. I believe we're here to meet the Lord. The Bible said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. You've made it a den of thieves. I know we come into service, and I believe we ought to, you know, do the best we can, and the Bible says have it done, do everything decently in order. Everything should be done decently in order. But you know, when the Lord shows up, our plans go out the window. There have been times that I was planning to preach something, and man, I felt like going a different way, and my plans, I had to just throw them in the trash can. And I have to admit to you tonight that there have been times that I've went on with my plans, Sister Bobby, and I wished I'd have threw them in the trash can after it was done. It's so much better just to let the Lord have His way. And that's the way they used to do it. The old timers used to do it like that. I mean, they might not even get through their scripture text, but when the Lord started moving, I mean, that was it. And then other times they might preach 2 hours. So, amen, this morning I didn't get through. Tonight I'll preach 2 hours. But Zechariah chapter 4, I kind of doubt that. But Zechariah chapter 4 and verse number 6, let's look in the word of the Lord tonight. The Bible says, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. Can we say this together? Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Let's say that again. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Verse 7, before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. He shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands also shall finish it, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small things? They shall rejoice, and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those 7. They are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth. Then answered I and said unto him, amen, what are these 2 olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side thereof? And I answered again and said unto him, what be these 2 olive branches which through the golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? He answered me and saying, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then said he, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen to the Lord's word. You may be seated. Zerubbabel, used of God to lay the foundation of the house and also finish it. And I got started this morning on the foundation. And I want to move on to the next 2 things that I felt like the Lord had dealt with me about. Despise not the day of small things. And what it was here is it was just so small to everybody. And everybody was despising it. Everybody thought, well, that's just so small. But God uses small things all through the Bible. We mentioned that this morning. The little lad with the lunch. David, amen, with the little stone. He asked the woman, he said, what have you got in the house? She said, just a little pot of oil. And God blessed her with that little pot of oil, and she paid off her whole debt from that. Elijah said, make me a little cake first. Just a little cake. The way I look at it is like a pancake, you know. And I always thought, you know, Elijah said, make me a little cake first. And, you know, I mean, pancakes, they ought to be at least that big. And so I went in a place here a while back, and they had silver dollar pancakes. And things wasn't that big around. And, you know, you'd have to have 50 of them to fill you up, you know. But Elijah said, just make me a little cake first. And she did. She just made a little cake. And God blessed her. And she, her meal never ran out. Small things, little things. Amen. That God uses and God blesses. Despise it not. Many times we like the great. Amen. We like the big. We want the mighty and all of that. But God, amen, looks upon the small, looks upon the little. As a matter of fact, children, Jesus said, allow the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. Amen. Jesus took the babies in one place. It said he took the infants. He took the little bitty babies and he held them. Jesus held those children. Amen. And the disciples didn't like it. The disciples was trying to keep them away. And he said, forbid them not. Let them come to me. For of such is the kingdom of heaven. I thank God that God, amen, likes small things, little things. Amen. Just the little things in our life. I preached about the foundation this morning. Amen. How that, you know, many times the foundation is not looked at. The foundation is so important. I want to read another thing in here. It said, who hath despised the small, the day of small things? For they shall rejoice. I'm going to go ahead and give you both of them that I'm going to preach about tonight, if the Lord will help me. I want to preach about rejoicing. Amen. Don't despise the day of small things. Rejoicing is important to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You ever been around somebody, they're so happy and you're so sad. You're so down and out. You're having a bad day. And man, you almost get on your nerves because they're whistling. You don't want them to whistle. And they're happy and they're clapping. And say, man, would you please? You want, you know, but the Bible is all through the Bible that talks about rejoicing and joy. Amen. And it's important, just like the foundation of this house is important. The foundation in our spiritual life is important. Rejoicing is important. It might be overlooked. It might be placed, amen, in a different category sometimes, but it is important. And then we're going to take here at the last and talk to you about the anointing. He said, what are these two olive trees? He saw two olive trees, and they was emptying themselves out into the candlestick and causing the candlestick to burn. And he said there was two of them. They emptied, amen, out golden pipes. Out of themselves, they emptied the oil out of themselves. He said, don't you know who they are? Don't you know what these be? He said, no, my Lord, I don't know what they are. You know, we've got to seek God for knowledge. He saw this picture of these candlesticks and this candlestick and these olive branches releasing oil into this candlestick. And he thought, well, I don't know what that is, big whoop. No, he asked. He said, what is these? Amen. Many times, just because we don't know something, that's not going to give us an excuse in the day of judgment. It's our responsibility to search it out and to ask the Lord and to ask Him to teach us and speak to us. And reveal unto us what it is. Amen. God's word is revealed unto man through his spirit. And he said they're the two anointed ones. And I know there's much, you know, different things we could talk about this. And, you know, in the end time, there's going to be two sent from God. Some have said they're Enoch and Elijah because they never died. Others said that there was Elijah and Moses because they was on the Mount of Transfiguration. I don't know who those two men will be from God, but I know that they'll come to that city of Jerusalem, and I know that they'll know who they are Don't ask me how they'll know who they are, but they'll preach to that city. They'll have power, amen, to stop the rain. They'll have power to do all kinds of things. They'll preach for that time, amen, and the Bible says that they'll kill them. They'll kill them and lay them in the street. And they're going to have Christmas when they kill them. They're going to send gifts to one another because they died. And they're not even going to bury them. You read that in Revelation. Those two witnesses from God, they're not even going to bury them. Amen. But God's going to raise them up. God's going to raise them up from the dead. Amen. That's why people say it's Enoch and Elijah. That's where that comes from. Because, you know, the Bible said it's appointed unto man once to die. And we know that Moses died once already. But whatever your opinion is, I don't know if it's talking about them too in this scripture. Amen. But I do know that it says that they're the anointed ones. And there is a special anointing that comes upon a man or a woman, amen, a person from God, that the world cannot resist that anointing.
Amen.
Amen. Those men from Jerusalem was mocking the early church. They was mocking them. But Peter stood and preached under the anointing. And 3,000 of them got saved the same day. It wasn't Peter's words. He didn't have fancy words. It was the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We need the anointing of the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters, in our churches. Have you ever heard testimony? I've heard this before, where people, and there may be somebody here tonight that you say that you may have this testimony. Say, I went to church maybe to get mama off my back or the preacher off my back, or I just went to church, but I had no plans in getting saved. I didn't plan on praying at all. Have you ever heard anybody say that? But something got a hold to me. Hallelujah. Something got a hold to me, church. We've got to pray for Holy Ghost conviction in our services. It's not man's wisdom or man's words that causes men to be saved. Amen, Brother Richard. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And he said here, these two, and you know, in the book of Revelation, those two will rise from the dead. They won't even bury them. They'll rise from the dead and God will catch them up into heaven. Amen. Church, there's things coming to this earth. Amen. And I want to be ready to meet the Lord. I said, I want to be ready to meet the Lord. Amen. The Bible said if it was possible in the last days, even the elect would be deceived. God help us, amen, to let the Lord, amen, help us in our life. Praise God. Despise not the day of small things. Let's look at rejoicing. How important is it for us to rejoice? Amen. It's important for us to thank God and have a heart of gratitude and let the Lord cause us to be joyous. Amen. I know we, you know, maybe kid or joke or something will say, smile, you know, smile. It's not that bad, smile, you know. And sometimes preachers get carried away with that. And I remember a preacher said, man, come on, y'all look like your mother-in-law moved in with you. And then he said, and some of y'all look like she's going to stay another week. Hallelujah. Rejoice, you know, we kid about stuff, you know. About, you know, smiling and things, but I'm not talking about a surface thing, even though when you get it in your heart, it's going to come out to the surface.
Amen.
You get joy in your heart, it's going to show. Amen, it's going to show. I believe even the dog will know, because you'll quit kicking him off the porch. Hallelujah. But the Bible said in Psalms 5 and 11, the Bible said, but let those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Do you got your trust in the Lord tonight? Amen. It didn't say those whose bank accounts full rejoice. It didn't say those who have no sickness rejoice. It didn't say those who have no problems or no burdens. Let those who have no problems or burdens rejoice. It's easy to rejoice when you don't have no burdens or problems. Somebody wrote a song that said, life is easy when you're up on the mountain. Amen. Hallelujah. But it said, those that put their trust in thee, rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. I've got a reason to smile because, you know,
I've got a lot of money. That really ain't no reason to smile. I got a reason to smile because I'm feeling good. Well, that, you know, that's a reason to smile because you thank God for good health. Good health is a blessing from God. And you know, having things in this life is a blessing from God too. But I'm telling you something greater than money or health or anything else. And that's having our trust in the Lord. Because He defends us. Amen. And because, hallelujah, amen, He's on our side. Praise God. I'm talking about rejoicing. I may be down. Amen. I may be having burdens. I may have bills due. Amen. But that don't mean that I can't rejoice in the Lord. Glory to God. The Bible tells us in Habakkuk, although the fig tree shall not blossom. Amen. The labor of the olive shall fail. Habakkuk chapter 3. Listen to this. Habakkuk chapter 3. And let me read it to you. Verse 17. Because it says several things there, and I'll mess it up. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, amen, no blooms. Brother Curtis is telling me he's got blooms on his tomatoes already. Amen. I'm getting my baskets ready already for them tomatoes. Praise God, I already seen them tomato bushes over there. But although the fig tree shall not blossom, no blooms this year. No blooms. No crop. Amen. Neither shall fruit be in the vines. The vines ain't got nothing but leaves this year, Dad. Amen. Nothing but leaves. No fruit on the vine. The labor of the olive shall fail. The field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold. No herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I'm not rejoicing because the bank's full. I'm not rejoicing, amen. Amen. Because everything else is full. I'm rejoicing because my cup in my heart is full. David said, my cup runneth over. Amen. And rejoicing is important to the child of God. It's important for us to rejoice. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The people of God are to be joyful people. Bible said that the queen of Sheba came from afar because she had heard of the wisdom of Solomon. And she came and she looked around that city and she looked at that temple and she looked at his servants. And the Bible said when she saw everything, there wasn't even no heart left in her. Her heart just, she said, the half has not been told. She said, happy are thy servants. This woman was from a heathen nation. Everybody had to do what they had to do. And all of God's people wanted to do what they was doing. And they did it with joy. Now I wonder what people would say when they come to the house of God now. Amen. Help us, Lord, not to do it grudgingly. Amen, but with joy. Praise God. God's people, amen, are joyous people and should be joyous people. Hey, Brother Wayne, I might need to get you to testify again tonight. We got the best thing going. Hallelujah. I said, you care if I borrow it tonight? Hallelujah. This is the best thing going. I'm excited. Are you excited tonight? Do you have joy in your heart and in your soul? Amen. It don't depend on what's going on around us. It depends on what's going on right here in us. Amen. There's a song that said, why should the children of God be sad? Let us lift up our voices in happy jubilee. Oh, be glad. Things are not bad. Amen. Leave your sorrows and come along. Amen. The Bible said in Psalms 32:11, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy. Brother Curtis sings a song. What does it say? Something about the joy of the Lord is my strength. Do we know that? The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is, y'all know it? The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord. Come on, sing it, my strength. The joy of the Lord is 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 my strength. Now for my favorite verse. Ha 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 Is that what it is? It said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Can we sing that again tonight? Come on, can we sing that? Brother Curtis, can you help me sing it tonight? We won't get no guitar, nothing. I'll just bring you a microphone because these things are a lot better. Take it and help me, and I want y'all to help me sing it tonight. Y'all going to help me sing it? Come on, let's go. Come on. The joy
of the Lord
is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Come on. If you want the joy, you can laugh for it. If you want the joy, you can laugh for it. If you want the joy, you can laugh for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank God for joy. You know what? My dad used to sing a song, and I'm going to sing it for you since we've got started right here, and then I'll move on. I'm talking about rejoicing. Amen. And that song says, it goes like this. I'm so happy, I'm so happy, I'm so happy, 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 happy. I'm so happy, I'm so happy, for Jesus is a friend of mine. Can we sing it again? I'm so happy, I'm so happy. Don't tell a lie now. I'm so happy, 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 happy. I'm so happy, I'm so happy, for Jesus is a friend of mine. Hallelujah. Can we give the Lord a hand tonight? Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know the devil has to fight because he's losing. You know why the devil's fighting? Because he's losing. Hallelujah. You know why the devil's fighting? Because he's losing. Hallelujah. That's why the devil's fighting. Because he's losing. Praise God. We got to believe that. The devil is a loser. He is losing and he has to fight. Amen. He fights us because he's losing. The devil is losing. I'm going to tell y'all tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And I know I was preaching, but Rick, I was on my way home from Oklahoma City last night. And I ran out of gas in Dallas. And I sat in Dallas at from 1:30 to 2:15 on the side of the road waiting to get fuel. Now everybody else already knows this. And I got to thinking about how come the devil's fighting. And I got so happy thinking about the devil's fighting because he's losing. Hallelujah. He's losing something in this family, and so he's fighting. The devil is losing control over, amen, children and stuff. Hallelujah. That the devil's had control, and he's losing that control, and he's got to fight. And so he does things that he can do. But you know what? We just send it back and say, devil, go back where you came from. We don't receive it. You know what? I got home 4 o'clock this morning. And I said, man, I was tired. I done preached all week, you know. I was tired. Amen. But I said, the devil's a liar. I got to talking on the way home. Amen. To Brother Chris about things that God could do in the service. I got the name and I said, you know, so-and-so may come and get saved in the morning. Amen. Why you say that? Because the devil's fighting us. Amen. Something's good's about to happen. And I stand right here with this family, hallelujah, and tell you tonight that the devil is fighting because something good is about to happen. Hallelujah. Something good is happening. And that's why the devil's fighting. Praise God. Amen. Because he's the loser. Glory to God. I said the devil's the loser. Glory to God. Amen. I want to thank the Lord tonight. amen, that the devil's losing the battle. Is the devil fighting you? Praise God. Is the devil fighting you in ways you say, man, how in the world did he do that? Amen. You know why he's fighting? You know why he's fighting? Because he's losing. And he's a loser. Hallelujah. You know why he's fighting, Jason? Amen. Because he's losing. And he knows he's losing. He knows I'm going to lose this battle. Because when the church prays, amen, and when brothers and sisters pray and seek God, amen, the devil's losing. Courtney, amen, the devil's fighting because he's losing. Jody, amen, I don't want to embarrass you tonight. Amen, but the devil's fighting because he's losing. He's not happy for this victory you got in your life. He's not happy for that victory. Amen, that you're getting in your heart. Brittany, he's not happy. Amen, and he can see things sometimes that we can't see. He can see things that are happening that we can't see. Things that are getting set up. Amen, they might be saying, you know, I'm going to go to church. You know, and the devil hears that, and he ain't happy. Amen, you know, the devil knows when they wake up and say, man, I had a horrible dream about hell last night. Amen, I'm not going to tell nobody, but I had a horrible dream about hell. And so the devil's mad. But you know what? Amen. Oh, glory to God. Worship the Lord tonight. Glory to God. Somebody wrote a song and said, the devil's mad, and I'm glad. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, reach up to heaven just a little while right here. I told you when we started, this is why we're here. Amen. To just let the Lord help us. Reach up to heaven right here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just reach up to Him right now, Lord. I place this in your hands. I place this in your hands. I place my family in your hands, Lord. I place my family in your hands, Lord. I place my life in your hands, God. And I love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I don't feel like preaching anymore. That's all right. I feel like the Lord is here to help us. Amen. I said, I feel like the Lord is here to help us. Glory to God. Reach up to Him just a little bit. I feel like the Lord is here to help us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Obey the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. What's fixing to happen in your family? Get ready for it, because God's been hearing your prayers. What's fixing to happen in your life? Amen. Get ready for it, because God's a hearing your prayers. When the enemy fights, it's a sign that God's a moving. Oh, God. Oh, what's fixing to happen? Amen. In the pew beside you, somebody coming. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Obey the Lord tonight, church. Obey the Lord tonight. Oh, God.